Did you watch X Factor with your missus or with
Donovan? Well, he's not. I've got an 11-year-old girl who's... Yeah. She's right into it, yeah. She's as old as...
Do you enjoy watching it?
I do. I do like it. It's
great. It's a good TV show.
That's what it is. People in the music business tend to take it way too seriously about... it's destroying music and it's... spoiled the Christmas number one, that has. Good. Good. Good, I'm glad it has. It's great television. I do like it. I particularly like when the live sing-off started. I think that bit last week was a bit unnecessary because they must have known that they were going to have to vote somebody off, and that's why they were picking novelty. That's why they picked that woman Goldie, because they knew they were going to get rid in the first week.
Yeah.
And I found that quite... When you see the kids crying on there, that's quite difficult.
Well, there was Amelia, the girl who's got a really good voice.
With the red pink hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's only like 16.
When they say things like, you're great, but you're too young. But don't put her through in the first place, then. Do you know what I mean? They shouldn't put 16-year-olds on that show.
Do you think it should be 18s or 21s and over, then? You think they're too
young? Well, I think it should be at least 18, because what would happen conceivably if the public voted a 16-year-old into pop stardom? I mean, you know, that's...
What, you think it's just too much too soon?
I'd feel offended that it took me 27. Until I was famous, I think like.
But you said you were lazy. You were up to no good.
Bang
in those years
of order, you know. But no, but it's difficult enough to deal with, particularly for a girl. Do you know what I mean? And I just can imagine being 16.
Now, why do you say it's harder for a girl? Because there's plenty of rock and roll screw ups that are men. There are probably more men.
Yeah, but it's kind of expected of men. I don't know. It's just more. It seems girls are more vulnerable. Do you know what I mean? And it seems a bit more difficult for girls, because girls are never in bands, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Guys are all ordinarily in groups or have come out of groups, and girls tend not to be in groups because they bitch a lot, you know, and that's why they're
never... And what's the name of the band you were in, and how did that all end, this bitching? Did you have any of that?
That wasn't bitching, that was outright insulting and verbal warfare. It wasn't sly bitching.
With fruit or whatever.
No, everybody... spoke their mind at all times. That should be the understatement of the decade.
Do you do the thing I do when I'm watching X Factor, where you try and predict who's going to be making it to the final 16?
Yeah, I'm really good at that.
Did you call them right?
I call them right going into the... Coming out of the judges' houses, call them all right. And I got them all right on Saturday night, apart from the soldier that went home. I thought
he might
stay in that other lunatic in the...
Johnny!
In the... Tin
one
foil
of looks like Eric Sykes.
Yeah, but you see, Louis Walsh, he's mad as a box of frogs, isn't he? He really does. He lives in a parallel. It's like, you think to yourself, do you get British TV in Ireland? You do get it. You do know what's on the table. It's like, I mean, he's insane.
He is insane. And he's not really loved in Ireland, I have to say.
He comes from a town near where my mum comes from.
Yeah.
And every time, I've seen him a few times, and he reminds me of it, and I'm just like, don't say that. No. I remember one of his acts once years ago done an opera version of Don't Look Back in Anger, and he said Simon Cowell was slating it, and he said, Simon, I know the Gallagher brothers, and I know they would have loved that. And I was sat at the telly going, I've never even met you idiot. And I hate it. You know, I know they would have loved it. And I was like, I would literally... That's why they should bring it out in 3D, the X Factor, so you could literally lean into the television and just press on his throat a little bit. Shut up!
Do you like Gary? I think Gary's doing a pretty good job on there.
Gary's sitting sideways a lot.
Now, why
like
is that?
It's like some James Bond baddie, isn't
he?
Where he kind of swivels round. Ah, yes. You're just not good enough. I've met, Gary's all right. I've met him a few times. He's a good lad.
Did they ask you to join the panel? Or was that
No, I've Simon.
So what, Simon rang you up and said, hey, no?
He did. He said, there was a long, drawn-out saga of phone calls going back and forth. And he finally spoke. He said, in his own inimitable fashion, you know, we're rebranding the show and we need an alpha male. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? And he said, well, we need someone to replace me. And I was like, at first I didn't know what he was offering. And then I said, well, what for? I don't understand. He said, for the whole show. And I was like, nah, I don't know. And he was going, no, it'd be great, you know. And I was saying, you mean kids aren't at my house? In my kitchen, what I've just put in, right, on the bonquet.
I just had the
me,
extension
me have
done.
To lean up to them and saying, you know, I can only take three. Go to the final. and this is the toughest decision I've ever had to make. I left Oasis, but that was nothing compared to this. Now, you know, I love you. I'm going to take a risk on you. You're in my final three. You know, don't scare the cat on the way out. Why is a lot of Scousers in it this year?
There are loads. One of them left at the weekend, but there are. But
I understand that you have to have... You can't just have one. You've always got... Because I've got two in my group. You've got to have two. So they look after themselves like little kittens. Do you know what I mean? Any more than two, you're asking for trouble. Serious. Okay. Why the Beatles went mad. They started doing acid. There's just four of them.